A top state regulator is asking lawmakers to make sure oil companies pay to clean up old oil wells, even after the wells are sold to a different company. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
Kathy Forrester of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission testified before the Senate Resources Committee on Monday. Forrester warned that if a big oil field like Prudhoe Bay is sold to a smaller company that goes bankrupt and can't pay for cleanup, it could cost the state billions of dollars. Forrester says the state currently has a $200,000 bond to cover the cost of plugging and abandoning all the wells at Prudhoe Bay.
For $200,000, we couldn't even pay for the engineering study that would give us the estimate of what the true cost is to plug all of those wells. So we're in a bad situation on having adequate bonding for our wells, and we're working it.
Forrester says her agency has the authority to increase bond amounts. But Forrester argues the legislature should also act, updating the law so former operators can be required to pay to clean up abandoned oil wells.
Don't we want to have the ability to go back on BP, Exxon, and Conoco and say, you guys made a boatload of money off of this, and you drilled these wells, now get back up here and clean them up. We need you guys to take care of that.
According to Forrester, two other states, California and Kansas, have passed similar laws. Alaska Oil and Gas Association President Kara Moriarty says her group wants to see legislation before it forms a position on Forrester's proposal. But Moriarty says her group is generally wary of additional regulations.
I would just be cautious of anything that seems to put another hurdle on companies either coming to Alaska or being interested in investing in Alaska.
Moriarty referred to the issue of future well abandonments as, quote, a potential problem that may not exist, unquote. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.